star. That's why I want to interview him for KTNS. Oh, I have to go through his manager, Mr. Mora. I see. Well, could you have Mr. Mora's secretary return my call? Okay, very good. Thank you. Boy, I wonder if Woodward and Bernstein had this much trouble trying to get to Nixon.
How do you like his new threat, Min? Isn't that something incredible? Do you think it's more Sears or GQ?
Well, what are you dressed up for?
Well, it's picture day at the daycare center. How do I look?
Oh, you look real nice. Except don't forget to hold in your stomach.
Well, what are you dressed up for, Min?
Oh, I've got a big interview today. How do I look?
Oh, real nice, but don't forget to hold in your thighs. Well, who are you going to interview today, Min?
Oh, Mork, I'm so excited. Dewey Fishbeck, our feature writer, is out with the mumps. And Mr. Sternhagen, my boss, wants me to interview, you'll never guess who.
Oh, let me try. Ruth Lenska.
No.
Menachem Begin.
No.
Oh.
Give up?
No. Yeah, I don't know who it is. Who is it? Who is it? Who, Min? Who?
Robin Williams.
Who?
What's so funny about that?
Does he really call himself Robin?
Yeah.
Do you know what Robin means on orc?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Don't look at me. I didn't give him that smutty name. Parents must have had a sense of humor, though, man.
I can't believe you've never heard of him. He's a comedian. He's a star of TV, movies, and nightclubs. In fact, he's in town right now doing a big solar energy benefit.
Well, I still don't know what the big deal is, Min. Why do you want to talk to him?
Well, Morgan, a lot of people on Earth are real interested to hear what stars have to say. In fact, I'm waiting for his manager to call me back to set up an appointment right now. You know, you look a little bit like him.
Mio?
Yeah, you. I'm going to get his album. I want to show you. I can't believe this. Yeah, you look a lot like him.
Oh. Come on, I mean, this guy's going to drown if he goes out in the rain. Oh, come on, man. Scoff, scoff. I mean, April Fringles Day.
Come on, Mark. You look exactly like him.
Oh, no. Come on now, man. Look at that there. Look at that. I mean, it looks like he does his hair with a Cuisinart. Man, he's got a road map for us. You could pack a family in that nose, man. I mean, look at that mouth, too. They had to airbrush his entire face. Are you kidding? Oh, man, listen, I'm bright and cheery, and this guy's got big problems.
Hey, Mindy, done with this?
No.
Oops.
Jeannie, I'm mad at you.
At me? Why? What did I do?
You know I've been trying to get an interview with Robin Williams. He was here yesterday and you didn't even call me.
Oh, no. Oh, Mindy, I am really sorry. It was crazy and here was Pat. Oh, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me?
All right.
Hi, Scouts. What's going on? The place is so crowded, I had to park in the back.
Yeah, me too. Robin Williams came in here for lunch yesterday. Everybody's waiting for him to come back.
Oh, tacky. Mindy, what are you doing here?
Tackily waiting for him to come back.
Hey, Jeannie, could you come home? We have a lot of customers, huh?
I know. This is a new experience for me.
Mindy McConnell, I'm ashamed of you hanging around here like some kind of groupie.
Now that hurts, Nelson. Now I'm supposed to interview Robin for the station. It seems like everybody in town has met him except me.
Well, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Hey, guys, you see these Polaroids they have of me and Robin Williams? That's us.
Huh?
There's Robin and Jeannie. There's Robin and Armando. You know, the bug guy?
Good picture.
The bug man gets to meet Robin Williams. I should have taken fumigation in college. Excuse me, I have to go. I'm getting a headache.
Boy, is she upset.
Yeah, look at this one. Picture Robin autographing the chopped liver with his finger.
And I'm having this one permaplaque. Good penmanship. Look, you made a happy face in the O.
Excuse me.
Well,
For the owner of the car with a New Mexico license plate, will you please claim your car at the bottom of the hill? You forgot to set your handbrake.
Hey, everyone, it's Robin!
My name is Morgan. What's your language?
So that's Robin Williams, huh?
You know, you're going to think I'm crazy, but he looks a little bit like Mork.
You're right. I think you're crazy. Oh, look, they caught him.
No big deal. With the money he makes, he can afford new clothes. They really shouldn't toss him up in the air like that.
Well, tell Mr. Williams that Barbara Walters called. And when he calls back, he should ask for my secretary, Mindy. Thank you. Oh, come on in, Mr. Sternhagen.
Thank you. Where'd she go?
Mr. Sternhagen, did you just come from lunch?
Yes. And I know you can't tell it, but I had two or three little drinks. And do you know why?
Why?
I knew I was in trouble when Mrs. Ovitz, the woman who owns the station, plied me with drinks at lunchtime. She said, "If we don't get the interview, I'm out. And if I'm out, guess who's going with me?"
Me.
No. You.
Mr. Sternhagen, I have tried everything. I tried lying.
That's good.
And I tried bribery.
Oh, that's really good.
And even went as far as trying to buy tickets to his concert so I could sneak backstage to meet him, but they're sold out.
Well, you're in a predicament. You're in a predicament. You're up a creek, kiddo. The same thing happened to me in New York when I was big in the network. The president said I had to deliver someone or I was out.
What'd you do?
Does this look like New York here? Well, I gotta get go. I better go. I'm gonna leave now.
Oh. Mr. Sternhagen.
Yes.
Did you drive?
Oh, yes, that's my little beauty parked out there in your hedge.
Well, I don't think you should drive. I think you should take a little nap.
I'm gonna do that while I'm driving.
Come with me. I think you should go right in there.
Well, will you please fix me some cookies and warm bourbon?
Don't panic.
I'm not panicking.
Why are the reason panicking, Nick? They're not after you.
Who's after you and why?
The entire town, men. They know I'm an alien. They chase me. They tore my clothes. They pursue me with fountain pens. Just because I'm different doesn't make me a bad guy, does it, men? I mean, I say my prayers. I pet my vegetables. I put my pants on like everybody else, head first.
Look, how could they find out you're an alien?
I don't know. But they called me filthy names.
Did they call you Robin?
That's disgusting.
They think you're Robin Williams.
Who?
Robin Williams, the guy who looks like you.
Oh, you mean that bozo on the album?
Yeah.
Oh, no, men, I don't look anything like him. They know I'm an alien, and they're on me, and if they catch me, they're going to tar and feather me and put me on That's Incredible.
I'm telling you, they think you're Robin Williams.
Oh, men. Now, assuming you're right, which I think you're way off base, you're like in left field going, where am I? Would they tear Robin Williams' clothes off?
Yes.
But you told me they liked him.
Well, they do. That's why they want his clothes.
If they didn't like him, boy, he'd be in real trouble. He'd be jacked up on four blocks with nothing left but his kneecaps.
Well, it's not quite like that either. Listen, why don't you come with me tonight and you'll see how much you look like him. I've got to go down to the auditorium and try and interview him. It's my last shot.
What are you going to do, ma'am?
Oh, hang around the stage door till he shows up.
Like some groupie?
Exactly.
Well, I'll go with you as you escort, but I've got to get disguised, man. I tell you, they're on to me. They know I'm an alien.
Mort, I wish you'd take off the silly-looking glasses.
It's a perfect disguise, man. Everyone thinks I'm from L.A. What's this?
Excuse me, sir. I just want you to know that there are no aliens from outer space in this area. For sure?
Mort.
I mean,
your disguise is starting to attract attention.
No.
Now, you'd be much less conspicuous if you'd take off the nose, pull down your hat, and turn up your collar. Trust me.
Min.
Trust me.
But, Min.
Do you trust me?
Oh, Min. All right. For you. Yeah.
Look, it's him, Robin Williams.
No.
Right this way, Mr. Williams.
Wait, I'm with him.
Is she with you, sir?
Oh, trust me, man. I've never seen this woman before in my life.
just kidding, officer. Well, it's actually my brother. He likes to dress up a little bit. Come along, Roland.
Which channel?
Here's your dressing room, Mr. Williams. If there's anything I can do for you, just let me know.
Yeah, a new pair of retinas would be very nice, please.
Hard to believe you get paid for that.
Do you believe it, Mort? We're in Robin Williams' dressing room.
Yeah.
And we're about to meet him.
I don't know what the big deal's all about, Min.
Are you kidding, Mort? People stand in line for hours just to get a glimpse of a star, let alone meet one. And we're about to meet a big star.
Poor little starstruck Min. Now calm that perky little heart of yours. Don't you understand that a star is just a big ball of glowing hot gas? You're just an ordinary human being who's been hyped by an advertising campaign. Now, personally, I'd rather be at home right now flossing my ears.
Hello.
You know, you look a lot like... No, he's a woman now.
Excuse me, Mr. Williams, but I have a big favor to ask of you. I know you don't know me, and I don't want to impose, but I'm supposed to get an interview with you for KTNS, and if I don't, I'll be fired.
Yeah, it's been a bad year for us. She bet on Carter, Roberta Duran, and she had to buy Chrysler stock, too.
Well, I got a minute. My manager's not here, and sure, why not?
Thank you. I can't believe it. Oh, thank you. You're doing me such a big favor. I don't believe it. Oh, this is my friend, Mort.
Oh, hello.
And I'm Mindy McConnell.
You're not from the Enquirer, are you?
Pardon me?
Oh. It's a joke.
No. Boy, you sure are a hard man to get in touch with.
Yeah, you have tighter security than the Pope. Boy, she couldn't get past your manager, secretary's answering machine. Back off,
yeah. Mr. Williams, I don't know how you keep up the pace.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you arrive from Hawaii, fly all night, and then go straight to the university and lecture for 3 hours.
Oh, that was a fluke, you see.
The pilot of the flight I was on has a daughter who attends drama class here, and he asked if I'd talk to her class to return his favor.
Oh, what was the favor?
Well, he said if I'd lecture, he'd pull out of the dye.
Really? Oh, interesting concept. Men blackmail by gravity. Write that down. That's news to me.
But then after the lecture, you performed until 3 a.m. at the Comedy Cabaret. And now you're doing 2 shows tonight.
Well, 2 reasons. See, I'm a performing addict. I can't get enough of it. And also, the owner of the Comedy Cabaret is a friend of a cousin of a friend of a friend of a so-and-so. And, well, I couldn't say no.
Hey, that's a great angle for my story. Robin Williams, the comedian who can't say no.
Excuse me. My dinner flew away. You mind if I have some of your star munchies?
Sure, why not? I was hoping you'd go for the trail mix. I can't believe this man's actually grazing in front of me. Well, back to you. I'm sorry to avoid you. I don't know why I can't say no. I I guess I want people to like me. I hate myself for that. But I used to be able to say no.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, before all this craziness started, my friends used to call up and go, Robin, come on, we're all going outside. It's really, there's some gnarly waves. We can all hang on. I have to go,
no, my mama said I have to stay inside and read Nietzsche tonight.
Later on, I guess I felt really afraid to say no to them, because then they all say, like, oh, Robin Williams, Mr. Smarty Pants Big Shot. Wow, you forgot your old friends. You can't lend me $10,000 for a new car. You won't do to save the shrimp benefit.
This is none of my business, but it seems like if they're really your friends, they'd understand. But it seems to me you can't say no to a total stranger.
Right.
It also looks like you're probably taken advantage of a lot. You know, if you learn to say no, you'd probably have a lot more time to yourself.
Maybe that's the last thing I want. Come in.
5 minutes, Mr. Williams.
Thank you. I know you didn't get much of an interview. I hope you're not disappointed.
Disappointed? Are you kidding? You're breaking a perky little heart.
This interview means that much to you.
Tell you what I want to do for you.
I'll put off my flight. Tomorrow morning when my managers are asleep, I'll sneak down to the TV station and do an on-camera interview with you.
You do an on-camera interview with me? Oh, I can't believe it. I mean, I was just supposed to write this up and let the anchorman read it. Oh, that is so nice. I can't believe it. Oh, wait a minute. No, I can't do that.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a bad time for me, too. How about next July?
We were just talking about how you can't say no. I'm not going to be another person just to take advantage of you.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll learn to say no some other time. Come on, watch the show from the wings.
Oh.
Excuse me. One thing before you go. Today I was chased by a mob of people who wanted to tear my clothes off. Is it because they said I looked like you?
Well, there's kind of a resemblance.
Sounds like you just went through Celebrity 1A. How'd it feel?
Oh, it's frightening. I mean, why do you want to take a job where they tear your clothes off and throw you in the air? Well, actually, I became a performer by accident. See, my dad used to have this job where he had to move around a lot, and sometimes he'd leave the forwarding address.
Oh, he didn't do that.
Oh, you're right. I was kidding. Actually, he'd pack me in the crates with the dishes.
What a guy, man.
Anyway, I was always being like the new kid in the neighborhood, and well, since I was suffering from a case of the terminal shy, I couldn't make friends that easily. I always spent a lot of time in my room, and I created my own little world, full of like all these little characters that had strange, unusual qualities. After a while, I realized that, well, people found these characters kind of funny and outrageous, and then I got to the point where I realized that the characters could say and do things that I was afraid to do myself. And after a little while, here I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robin Williams.
We're on. Take care. Wish me luck. Bonne chance. Adieu.
Listen to that applause.
Something like that might make torn clothes worthwhile, Min.
Let's go.
Albums.
More calling Orson. Come in, Orson. More calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Oh, Nanu.
More calling Orson. Come in, you cineraminous.
Just get on with your report, Mark.
Oh, yes, sir. This week, sir, I learned what it's like to be famous on Earth.
That's good.
Well, sir, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. You see, most Earthlings try very hard to be recognized for what they do, but when they become stars, sir, they realize they're recognized wherever they go.
You mean they lose their privacy?
Well, sir, sometimes they can even lose their clothes. You see, being a star, sir, is a 24-hour job, and you can't leave your face at the office.
Isn't fame its own reward?
Well, yes, sir, it is. But when you're a celebrity, everybody wants a piece of you, sir. Unless you can say no, there'll be no pieces left for yourself.
I thought all stars were rich, live in mansions, and drive big eggs.
I know, sir, that's the common misconception. But you see, to get that, you have to pay a very heavy price. You have responsibilities, anxieties, and... Well, to be honest, sir, some of them can't take it.
I'm not buying it, Mort.
Why, sir?
It sounds to me like they have it made.
Well, most of them do, sir, but some are victims of their own fame. Very special and talented people. People like Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Lenny Bruce, Freddie Prinze, and John Lennon.